我觉得刚才我们国龙弟兄就已经把我今天要讲的给讲完了。
Actually, that was my complete message today.
那如果我们看今天早上的大纲，我们发现有四个主要的点。
If we see the program sheet, we'll see our four points.
第一个是医治。
First is healing.
第二个是连结。
And a union.
第三个是制作。
And molding.
第四个是彰显。
A manifestation.
当我们在看这里副歌的时候，我们发现第一节他说：“我时时刻刻蒙他爱保守。”
The first stanza of the hymn says, "Moment by moment, I'm kept in His love."
什么叫保守？
What does it mean to be kept?
保守说到神把我们保护在他的爱里面。
God keeps us in His love.
把我们从世界救出来。
He delivers us from this world.
他医治我们一切被盗的病。
And He heals us of our backsliding.
第二个，他说我时时刻刻从他得生命。
A moment by moment, I have life from above.
什么叫做从他得生命
？What does it mean to have life from above?
说到我们与主生命的连结。
That means we are in union with the Lord.
他的生命就是我们的生命。
His life is our life.
第三个，他说我时时刻刻在他前等候。
Looking to Jesus until glory does shine.
什么叫做等候？
What does it mean to look to Jesus?
当我们信主之后，神在我们一生的过程中，其实他只在做一件事情。
After we've been saved, the Lord is doing one thing in our life.
为什么有那个浪子的故事？
Why is that there's a story of the prodigal son?
因为浪子不愿意留在父家。
Because the prodigal son does not want to stay with his father.
他盼望靠他自己在那里打拼。
He wants to strive for success on his own.
这正是我们一个天然人的光景。
And that is the condition of a natural life.
当一个天然人堕落之后，他不希望留在父的家中。
After the man falls, he does not want to stay in the father's house.
所以神让耶稣来到地上，只在那里做一件事情。
So after Jesus came to the world, he did one thing.
他说，若不是天上的父叫他做的，他什么也不能做。
He says, unless the Father in heaven tells me, I will not do anything.
同样的，神也在这里制作我们，叫我们学习如何侍立在他的面前。
And also the Lord is training us so that we know how to wait upon him.
在他的面前等候。
To wait before him.
第四个，我们说到彰显。
And then the fourth point is to manifest.
在这里说，我时时刻刻归于他的名。
And the fourth of Verse says, moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine.
天上地下没有赐下别的名，只有耶稣的名。
There's no other name on heaven and on earth except the name of Jesus.
当我们在这里说到彰显的时候，我们在彰显他的名。
When we talk about manifestation, we are manifesting his name.
器皿之所以有功用，是因为器皿要显出那个主人的尊贵来。
The vessel's function is to show forth the glory, the honor of his master.
所以当我们唱完副歌的时候，我们就可以结束了。
So after we sing this hymn, we can just end our meeting today.
Okay, 新民可以把副歌拿掉。这个礼拜我姊妹其实她可能比我还紧张。
This week my wife's been more nervous than I am.
因为我几个月前我就跟她讲说，余弟兄希望我今天再跟弟兄姊妹有一些交通。
Because a few months ago, I already told her that Brother Yu wants me to preach today.
所以几个月前她就在问我说，我要讲什么。
So starting from then, she kept on asking me, so what are you going to talk about?
我还在想，还在想。
I kept telling her, I'm still thinking.
那上个礼拜退休会的时候，我们知道有所谓高的道跟低的道。
And last week from the retreat, we learned that there are sermons, high sermons and low sermons.
余弟兄后来补充了一下，还有高高低低的道。
And then, but Brother Yu further says that there are sermons that can...reach any altitude.
所以我准备问我你要讲高的还是讲低的。
So my wife asked me, so what kind of sermon are you going to preach today?
她说我就跟她讲说高的我不会讲。
And I told her, I don't know how to preach those profound sermons.
低的我也讲不出口。
And then those practical ones I can't preach either.
这个口气好像那个彼得在讲金和银我都没有。
As if I was...Saying like Peter says, oh, neither silver or gold, I don't have any.
那我只有把我信的耶稣跟大家讲。
I can only tell you the Jesus that I know.
那在我信主的过程当中，很奇妙的，神常常会给我一些的例子。
And throughout my life after being saved, the Lord often showed me some examples.
每次当我想到跟弟兄姊妹分享一些我的得着或者圣经里面我自己的亮光的时候，总是有一些的例子呢摆在前面。
Oftentimes when I want to share with brothers and sisters what I have learned, the Lord always gives me some examples to share.
每次我想到这些例子的时候，我觉得哎呀，这些例子实在是太棒了。
And then I often say, wow, these are great examples.
但是每次例子讲出来之后，弟兄姊妹都搞糊涂了。But then
somehow after I share about these examples, I further confuse brothers and sisters.
那后来越来越久，他们就知道我例子的用意了。But
then after a while, they get the point of my sharing.
是盼望弟兄姊妹今天啊，不止为我跟秀华祷告。
I hope today not only that you will pray for me and Christine.
你要为你自己祷告。
And also pray for yourself.
我讲我该讲的。
I'll just speak what I have to say.
听得明白，听不明白，要靠神的怜悯在你们的身上。
It's up to the Lord's mercy if you understand and get my point.
所以每个人要迫切为自己祷告。So
pray earnestly for yourself.
那当我在预备这些题目的时候，啊，其实神把一些的例子真的是好像显在我的面前。
When I was preparing, the Lord again showed me some examples.
昨天晚上我在跟秀华姊妹在 go over 我们今天要分享的时候，那她给我一个很好的建议。Last
night when I went over the outlines with my translator, I got some suggestions.
只盼望我们的弟兄姊妹听完我这些例子之后回去呢，知道我在讲什么。That
hopefully brothers and sisters would get the point after listening to the sermon.
那还好，今天我讲30分钟。
And today I will only share 30 minutes.
那另外30分钟他要讲。
The other 30 minutes will be the translation.
这样我的心情就比较不会那么沉重。
So I'm not as heavy now.
那当我在想到我们一个人的一生的时候，我想到一个我小时候很喜欢玩的一个游戏是这个陀螺。
When I was reflecting upon my life, I remember one game that I used to play when I was a little boy.
有没有人小时候？
Top.
有没有人小时候玩过陀螺的？
Have you played top before?
大概你是不敢承认是不是？好，大部分都玩过。Most
of you have.
那我们知道陀螺这个东西蛮好玩的，因为我们用绳子在上面绑一绑。我不晓得美国怎么玩法，在台湾我们是用一条这么长的绳子往一块木头，木头上面有一个钉子，然后缠一缠。I
don't know how you play in America, but this is how we used to play in Taiwan. We would wrap around something, a wooden thing, with strings about this long.
然后我们就把绳子的一头放在我们的手上，然后就往前一抽，那陀螺就开始转。
And we hold one end of the string, and then we would throw the top on the ground, and then it will continue to spin on the ground.
然后陀螺就开始在那里转。
And then the top will continue to spin on the ground.
那我觉得陀螺好像我们一个人一个天然的生命。
And this top is just like our natural life.
当陀螺在转的时候，它不是绕的东西转，它是绕着它自己木头上面所钉的那个钉子在那里转。When
it spins, it does not circle around something else, but it just circle around the nail, so it's circling by itself.
所以当绳子越长，使劲越大，陀螺转得越快。The
greater the force, the higher the speed of the spinning.
所以它就是绕着自己死命的在那里转。And
just a circle around by itself.
说实在的，转到哪里他自己也不知道。And
it does not know where it's going either.
但是这个陀螺在转的时候有一个特色，它只要碰到别的陀螺，这个其中有一个陀螺就会喷走。And
then if you put two tops together and one of it will bounce out right away.
那我们就说那个陀螺就死掉了。And
we say that top died.
那如果我们把这个陀螺放在一个斜坡上。And
then if we spin the top on the slanted on the slope.
我们发现这个陀螺不会往上走的，它只会往下走。And
we find that this top will not go upward but downward.
所以我们发现我们一个人的一生就好像这个陀螺。And
our life is so much like a top.
当我们自己的眼目只有看到我们自己的时候，When
we focus on ourselves,
那其实我们没有看到我们的前途到底在哪里。And
we cannot see our future.
同时常常我们自己有杀伤力。And
also we are destructive.
那同时呢，当这个环境在改变的时候，我们就随着环境在改变。And
when our environment change, we change with it.
这是陀螺的一生。And
this is the entire life of the top.
有时候也说到我们的一生。Also,
just like our life.
那另外一个例子呢，我提到乃曼。Another
example that I thought about was the man Naaman.
乃曼的故事，我相信弟兄姊妹或许也都很熟悉。You're
probably familiar with his story.
但是我觉得乃曼的一生其实也很像这个陀螺。And
I feel the life of Naaman is just like the life of the top.
乃曼是亚兰王手下的元帅。And
he was a commander of the army of the king of Aaron.
圣经说他在亚兰王面前为尊为大。
The Bible says he was a great man in the sight of his master and was greatly honored.
圣经说他是大能的勇士。
The Bible says he was a valiant soldier.
但是圣经也特别说只是他长了大麻风。
But the Bible further says, but he had leprosy.
我记得有一次一弟兄来到我们中间讲乃曼的故事。
I remember one time Brother E came to share with us the story of Naaman.
他把乃曼讲得好精彩。
And then the story became very exciting.
当他在讲到这个只是的时候，那也常常说到我们这一个人的一生。
When he talked about but, it seems just like the condition of our life.
好像我们这个人的一生，其实常常我们拥有99%的东西。
In our life, most of the time we own, we possess 99% of the things we want.
可能是我们的能力，可能是我们的财富，可能是我们的家庭。
Maybe it's our ability, wealth, or our family.
但是就是有那么1%或0.01%在那里搅扰我们。
But somehow we're just lacking that 1% or 0.1%, and that bothers us.
但是乃曼在他身上的这个指示其实是很严重的。
But for Naaman, this 1% is actually very severe.
也说到他的指示是他患了大麻风。
Because he had leprosy.
所以这个成为他的羞耻。
Became his shame.
他就急着想要能够得医治。
So he was very eager to get healing.
那后来我们也知道这个故事呢，就是间接的就带到伊丽莎的面前。
And somehow, by certain means, he was brought before Elisha.
这个以色列的先知神人伊丽莎主动 offered 要来医治他。
Because of the prophet Elisha offered.To heal him.
所以乃曼呢就高高兴兴的来到伊丽莎的面前。
So Naaman came before Elisha.
那圣经在这里说，他到了乃曼到带着车马到了伊丽莎的家，站在门前。
The Bible says Naaman came before the house of Elisha with his chariots.
站在门前。
He stood before his door.
就好像他高高兴兴的来到一个医生家的门口。
As if he happily came before the door of a doctor.
如果你是乃曼的话，可能你不会站在他家的门口。
If you were Naaman, you probably would not stand before the door of Elisha.
你会赶快去敲伊丽莎家里的门，然后求他来医治。
You probably knock on his door and ask him to heal you.
但是他觉得他是亚兰王的元帅。
But somehow he felt he was the commander of the army of Aaron.
他是大能的勇士。
He was a valiant soldier.
所以他站在伊丽莎的门前，心里面有一些的这个指望。
And so he stood before the door of Elisha and had some expectations.
他后面讲了，他说，他盼望伊丽莎能够求告耶和华，然后神的名在患处以上摇摇手，治好这大麻风。
Because he expected that Elisha would call on the name of the Lord and wave his hand over the spot and cure him.
所以我们知道，常常我们知道我们有需要。
So a lot of times we know we have a need.
但是我们在这个角色上我们搞不清楚。
But we don't quite understand our role.
当一个仆人来到主人面前的时候，那发现角色没有搞清楚。
And then, so even when a servant comes before the master, if he does not get clear his role.
所以乃曼在这里，他认为伊丽莎应该出来服侍他。
Just like here, Naaman thought Elisha should come out to serve him.
但是伊丽莎知道乃曼身上 的不洁还不只是里面的大麻风。
But only Elisha knew about his heart. His uncleanness not only is his leprosy on the skin.
这个人外面的大麻风比他里面更严重。
He had a leprosy on his skin and that's very severe.
我是说在他的高傲，在他的行为里面，他外面的这个自傲，其实比他真正所患的大麻风还要严重。
But he has pride, and then that kind of leprosy is actually then the illness on his skin.
他不认识耶和华神是谁。
He did not know who the Lord is.
因为他根本不知道伊丽莎到底是谁的神，到底是在侍奉哪一个神。
Because he did not know which God Elisha serves.
所以伊丽莎要从头到尾要来医治他。
Therefore, Elisha wants to heal him inside out.
当然他用的方法也很好玩。
And then his method was kind of interesting.
他就让他到约旦河里面洗了7次的澡。
He asked him to dip himself in the River Jordan 7 times.
不要说那个麻风会洗掉，可能他皮都脱了一层。
Not only that, he washed away his leprosy, he probably washed away his skin.
我们知道后来的结果其实是很荣耀的。
We all know that the end was quite glorious.
后来乃曼被他医治之后要送礼物给伊丽莎。
After Naaman was healed, he wanted to give Elisha a gift.
但是伊丽莎不收。
But Elisha rejected.
乃曼就说了底下的话，在十七节他说，你若不肯受，请将两坨子驮的土赐给仆人，从今以后仆人必不再将燔祭或平安祭献与别神。
And he says, if you do not receive my gift, I would ask that you will give me two loads of dirt. And from now on, I will not offer any sacrifices to any other gods.
这个人不但他的病得到医治。
So not only that his sickness was healed.
他认识谁是独一的真神。
He recognized who was the only true God.
这中间的最大的转折是他从他自己的自己里面呢能够下来。
And then the turning point is that he was willing to lay down himself.
从那个时候开始，他知道他要侍奉的是哪一位神。
From there on, he knew which God that he should serve.
那我还有一个例子。
There's another example.
这个例子跟我小时候有点关系。
And it has something to do with my childhood.
我是台湾的南部人。
I grew up in the southern part of Taiwan.
但是我很小，七岁的时候，我们家就从台湾的南部搬到台湾的北部。
But my family moved to the northern part when I was seven.
但是每次这个我们老家有这个有人结婚的时候，我妈妈就会我父母就会带着我们回乡下。
But whenever there was a wedding in our hometown, then my parents would take us back to the country.
啊，每次我都好高兴。
And then that was very exciting to me.
因为有一个这个婚宴。
Because I get to attend a wedding.
但是每次我去的时候，当婚宴要开始的时候，我就坐在那里。
And every time before the wedding start, I would be sitting there.
我们知道这个乡下地方的婚宴，其实它的材料都很扎实的。是鸡就是鸡，猪就是猪。
We all know that at the wedding feast, they offer you very good food with good material.
他不会说这个龙虾摆出来只有壳，然后没有肉。
Because if they offer you a lobster, a solid lobster, you can bet on it.
但是我去的时候呢，我们知道这个大家也都同意，乡下的宴席就是这样的，而且他们不是在餐厅，就在外面搭棚子就坐起来了。
And usually the wedding banquet will not be at a restaurant, but it will be like by the roadside, on the street.
所以我去的时候我就坐在那里。
So when I was sitting there,
你们以为我在看什么？
What do you think I was looking at?
其实我不看鸡鸭鱼肉的。
Actually, I was not looking at the dishes.
我只有看桌上的那个黑松汽水。
I was looking at the soda.
太好了。
On the table. Wow, how nice.
因为平常都喝不到了。
Because usually, I don't get to drink them.
虽然有的买，但是没办法买。
Even though we can buy it, but we seldom get them.
只有千里迢迢坐了七八个小时的火车到了南部乡下，才能够喝到那个汽水。
So only after many hours of traveling by train, then we get to drink that soda.
对其他的好吃的东西，我根本都没看在眼里。
I was not interested in any other delicious food at all.
等到大人说开了汽水，然后喝到嘴巴里面说，哎呀，这一趟真的值得。
And after I drank the soda, I would think all the trip was worth it.
什么鸡鸭鱼肉都没看在眼里。
Forget about those chicken dust and fish.
等喝完之后，而且看桌上已经没了。
And then after all the soda was gone.
然后我就钻到这个桌子底下。
Then I will crawl under the table.
钻到桌子底下干什么
？Guess what I would be doing?
你们可能都没有这样玩过。对对对对，去找那个汽水盖。
And I will collect the cap of the soda.
对，修华以前也是这样。所以他知道我要找什么。那为什么找那个汽水盖呢
？Why do you think I collect those caps?
因为小时候实在是没有什么玩具好玩。
Because we didn't have any other toys.
所以汽水罐拿回来之后，可以用榔头把它打平。
Because after I collect them, I will hammer them to make them flat.
等这个宴席结束，第二天早上的时候，我就可以跟我那些这个表哥表弟、这个表姐表妹们开始在比到底谁 collect 多。
And then so the next morning after the wedding, I can.Compare with my cousins to see who collected the most.
当我的父母在跟大人聊天的时候，我们就在旁边开始玩起来，开始敲起来了。
And then so we would be hammering the caps.
这么丰盛的一个宴席，但是我只注意到汽水跟汽水盖。
See, I'm going to such a great banquet, but all I care is the soda and its cap.
这个就好像我们属灵的胃口。
And it's just like our spiritual appetite.
神有极美的丰富，神有极大的恩典，其实常常是摆在我们的周围。
God has prepared for us great mercies and grace.
但是我们看到的却是我们要的。
But all we care is what we want.
我们却没有看到神要给的。
And we do not care what God wants to give us.
所以我们需要被医治。
Therefore, we need to be healed.
那求神帮助我们在属灵的胃口来转我们。
May the Lord help us to heal our spiritual appetite.
神没有叫我们说这个不去喝汽水。
The Lord never forbid us from drinking the soda.
但是他更盼望在他的宴席上面的恩典也能够叫我们得着。
But he wishes that we get to enjoy the grace that he given us through the banquet.
那我们在进到第二个点，说到连结。
Okay, now we're to the second point, the union.
在连结里面，我用了真葡萄树跟真葡萄树的例子。
Here the example that I use is the vine and the branches.
这里有一节，我当初信主的时候，一直到后来，我一直没有办法理解这句话是什么。
And there's one verse that it took me a long time. I still cannot understand quite well.
主耶稣在这里用葡萄树做比喻，说他是真葡萄树，我们是枝子。
The Lord here says that He is the true vine, and we are but the branches.
第四节他说你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
And then verse 4 says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you."
这句话我有听没有懂。
Somehow I just cannot understand this.
我没有办法想象说我这个，我如果把我一个 quarter 放在我一个包包里面。
I just cannot imagine if I put a quarter in a purse.
就是我们在主的里面。
And then so it's just like we are in the Lord.
这个包包怎么又在 quarter 里面？
But then how can the purse in the quarter also?
我一直在想说到底它是怎么装的。
So I keep on thinking how it is put inside.
是什么有什么办法能够 quarter 放在袋子，袋子又放在 quarter 里面？
How is it possible that a quarter is in the bag and a bag is in the quarter?
我如果想出来，我就可以去申请专利了。
If I can think of such a bag, then I can apply for a patent.
因为实在是没有这样的东西。
Because there's no such thing.
我后来知道说，主耶稣在这里提到他与我们的生命的关系。
And then later on, I get to understand that this is the life relationship between us and the Lord.
我因为我是一个学理工的。
Because I'm an engineer.
所以我常常用一些逻辑的事情，想要来理解神的事情，理解生命的事情。
So I often try to understand spiritual things about life with logic.
那我发现常常行不通，常常就会落在我们自己的思维、自己的逻辑当中。
Then I often realize that it does not work. I get to stuck in my logic.
那虽然有时候会想说，哦，对，其实葡萄跟枝子就是生命的关系嘛，就是生命的关系就不用讲了，就是生命的关系。
But actually, it's just very simple. It's just a life relationship. It's just like the vine and the branches.
这是我以前给我自己的答案。
And that was the answer I gave myself before.
其实我也没回答我自己。
But actually, I didn't really answer myself.
那后来我又想到一个例子。
Then I remember another example.
今年年初的时候，那心里面有一个想法，想要吃馒头。
The beginning of this year, somehow I started craving for 馒头。
很奇怪，以前吃过馒头，但是从来没有说半年以前那么想吃馒头。
But I never craved that bad before.
而且不但想吃馒头，想吃自己做的馒头。
Not only that I crave for 馒头, but I want to make it myself.
我就想到我大概十岁的时候，我就自己在家里偷偷的做馒头。
Then I remember about 10 years old, I was making on that myself.
趁我妈妈的不在的时候，就到厨房里面把这个面粉、把水，然后拿出来，然后就开始做馒头。
When my mother was out of the house, then I would start making them myself.
电锅就蒸了。
And then I would steam them with a rice cooker.
蒸出来之后发现很奇怪。
But then the result was kind of funny.
那个馒头丢到窗户，窗户会破掉。
If I throw the mantle at the window, I can break the glass.
更何况说要吃到嘴巴里面。
Let alone I will have to eat them.
所以心里面好像三十多年来就觉得有一个梦好像还没有被解开。
So for over 30 years, it remains to be an unfulfilled dream for me.
所以这次我就请我姊妹特别问了一下我们这个在座有一些很厉害的做馒头的高手。
So this year I asked my wife to consult some good cooks among you.
他们就把那个 recipe 就抄给我。
So they gave us the recipe and their tips.
那我就开始做了。
So I started making them.
哎呀，这次做出来比以前好很多了。
I was much better than before.
虽然还没办法入口。
Even though they're still not edible.
但是已经感觉到它有它的那个柔软性。
But at least it's softer.
再做一次之后啊，就好了。
And after another try, it became better.
我跟我姊妹都很兴奋。
And now we're very excited.
哎呀，我们怎么做得出馒头来？
How is it possible that we get to make them?
馒头里面有水，有面粉。
There's water and there's dough.
就好像我们跟神的生命。
It's just like our life and the Lord's life.
什么叫做你在我里面，我在你里面
？What does it mean that you are in me and I in you?
当这个馒头被做成的时候，你看不到水。
When the bun, the mantle is completed, you do not see water in it.
你也看不到面粉它自己。
And you do not see the flour by itself.
我们看到的就是一个馒头。
What we see is a finished product.
水在面粉里面。
And but the water is in the flour.
面粉也在水里面。
And the flour is in the water.
所以他们已经成为一个新的一个生命。
They became one new thing.
我不是说我们都是馒头的生命。
We're not saying that we're all like mantle.
但是呢，我们从这个地方，我们可以知道，其实当主耶稣在那里讲说，我们在他里面，他在我们里面的时候，他的意思是说，其实我们与他的生命就是一个。
So therefore, when Jesus says, "You remain in me, and I will be in you," he's actually talking about having one life together.
我们不会说我们来教会的时候说主耶稣，我现在用的是你哦。
We will not say, "Oh Lord, now that I come to church, this is actually you."
那当我们去公司的时候，或者是我们开车有人超我们车，我们按他喇叭的时候，主耶稣，我现在用的是我。
And then, we wouldn't say that when someone cut in, while we're driving and we get mad, we say, "Okay, now I'm behaving on my own behalf. It's me."
我们跟神的关系是没有办法这样分的。
We are inseparable from God.
神为什么？主耶稣为什么这样提醒我们
？Why did the Lord remind us？
他后面特别提到有两种结果。
Because he told us the consequences later。
他说，如果我们藏在他里面，他也藏在我们里面，这人就多结果子。
Because he says, if you remain in me and I in him, this person will bear much fruit。
同样的，他说，人若不藏在我里面。就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Verse 6, if anyone does not remain in me, he's like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned.
所以我们就可以想到说与主联合的重要性。
This is the importance of being in union with the Lord.
Either, 对不起，要么就是在外面我们就扔在火里面就被烧了。
Either you're thrown into the fire and get burned.
或者呢，我们就很自然的在生命中结出果子来。
Or we naturally bear fruit in our life.
我们再讲第三个点。
Okay, now the third point.
第三个点我们提到制作。
The molding, the working of the Holy Spirit.
当我们谈制作的时候，我们想到有一个人，有一些人的例子。
And then I would like to give an example of some people.
那就是大卫和大卫的勇士。
It's King David and his mighty men.
在撒母耳上第二十二章的时候，在那里提到大卫的这些这个跟随他的人。
First Samuel chapter 22 talk about these people who follow David.
二十二章第二节他说：“凡受窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的，都聚集到大卫。”
Verse 2 says, "All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him."
我们发现全底下伤心的人都到他那里去了。
Since that all the brokenhearted went to David.
窘迫的、欠债的、心里苦恼的。
Those who were in distress, in debt, or discontented.
我想，如果今天还有大卫的话。
If today we still have King David with us.
在这样经济不景气的时候，尤其在在台湾或者在其他的地方。
Especially in an economic downtime like now.
我想很多人都会跑到大卫那里去。
I believe a lot of people will go to David.
其实也的确是这样。
Indeed, that is the truth.
我们知道大卫预表了那个耶稣的生命。
Because we know that King David typifies the life of Jesus.
他实在是叫许多受窘迫的能够到他的那里去。
So that all who are in distress can come to him.
那后面呢？他提了一句话很奇妙，他说大卫就做他们的头目。
And then the Bible says King David became their leader.
跟随他的约有四百人。
And then about 400 men were with him.
我们中文的圣经翻得很好，说大卫就做他们的头目。
And then the King David became their leader.
台湾最近的新闻为这个头目吵得这个很厉害。
There's much argument about this being a leader in Taiwan.
但是我们知道，当神在这里讲大卫做他们的题目头目的时候，那神在这里提醒大卫愿意来成为这些受窘迫的人的头。
So actually, when God says David became their king, King David was actually willing to be their leader.
那我们知道一路上这些人就开始跟随大卫。
And then these people started to follow David.
二十二章说这里有四百个人。
About 400 men were with him.
那到最后这个大卫做王的时候，其实有将近六百个一直还是在跟随他。
When David actually became king, there were actually of 600 men around him.
那当大卫后来在数点他的这个勇士的时候，我们知道是有好几万个人。
When David eventually counted his mighty men, there were many tens of thousands.
我想要交通的重点是在这些的勇士。
What I wanted to share is about these mighty men.
这些勇士本来不是勇士。
Because they were not mighty men to start with.
因为他们是欠债的。
Because they were in debt.
因为他们是心里苦恼的。
And they were discontented.
我们不知道还有其他什么样的情形，圣经在这里没有记载。
We didn't know about their actual condition.
那总是呢，他们一定是在那个世代，在那个环境里面被人家追逼的。
They're probably being persecuted in their own life.
根本是没有人瞧得起他们，要他们的。
They were probably despised by people.
所以他们只好跟大卫一伙儿，然后就在山上盖起山寨来了。
So all they could do was just to follow David.
他们也不知道说他们的前途在哪里。
They did not know about their future either.
他们也不知道说大卫这个人到底会怎么样对待他们。
They probably did not know how David would treat them.
但是大卫接纳了他们。
But David accepted them.
他们也接纳了大卫。
And they accepted David too.
所以圣经后来在称这些人，刚开始称这些人的时候，称为他们跟随大卫的人。
So the Bible called them at the beginning those who followed David.
所以我们常常发现在撒母耳在历代的时候，常常说大卫和跟随他的人。
So we see in the First Samuel, First Second Samuel, we often see David and those who follow him.
什么叫做跟随？
What does it mean to follow?
我们跟随的意思不是说今天大卫到那里，我觉得那里这个好山好水，我就跟着他去。
To follow David doesn't mean that today David's going someplace and that place is actually quite nice, so I will follow.
明天他说他要去打非利士人，那个太危险了，可能我还是留在亚杜兰洞。
But tomorrow if David is going to battle with the Philistines, it's too dangerous, so I probably can stay behind.
或者突然有一天大卫心里想说哎呀我如果能够喝到伯利恒的水不是很好吗
Well, one day when David said, oh, how nice it would be if I can drink from the water from the city of Bethlehem.
我心里就想说哎呦你要喝伯利恒的水你就自己去打吧。
And then I can just think, if you want some water, why don't you go draw them yourself?
那实在是太危险的这个四围呢被非利士人团团围住。
It's a dangerous place surrounded by the Philistines.
去呢要是没有上面至少要么缺腿或缺脚的。
It's really risky to go. It's life threatening.
你要喝的话还是你自己去拿吧。
If you desire some water, why don't you go draw it yourself?
但是我们发现这些的人称为跟随大卫的人他们却不是这样。
But these people who follow David were not like that.
当大卫要去攻打非利士的人的时候他们就跟着他攻打。
When David went to war, raging war with the Philistines, they follow him.
当大卫有机会可以除灭扫罗，但是大卫因着神的提醒没有这样做。虽然这些的人极力怂恿大卫，但是大卫知道他需要做什么。
There was a time that David had a chance to kill King Saul, but he did not do that, even though his people around him urged him to do so.
这些人也就听他的了。
But yet these people obeyed and submitted.
这些人不会说你杀了他你就做王，我们就做丞相，不是就很好吗？
They did not argue with David. They did not say, if you kill King Saul, then you will be king and we will be your soldiers. Would that be nice?
这些跟随的人就完全绝对的顺服在大卫的面前。
Those people who followed David absolutely obeyed him.
那甚至到后来我们知道有一次，那当他们去攻打的时候，有四百个人去攻打。
There was also at another war, 400 men went.
有200个人留在那里看守兵器。
But 200 remained behind to stay with the supplies.
那当他们攻打成功回来之后，开始要在那里分掳物。
And after the victory, they came back and to divide up the plunder.
那这些人的一些的本性呢、啊，又露出来了。
Again, they show forth their natural characters.
他说这些人他们留在这里也没有这个冒什么的危险，那为什么我们去得的掳物，我们要得跟他们分呢？
And those who went to the battle complained about those people who stayed behind. They did not risk their life. Why is that we have to share our plunder with them?
那我们知道。这个大卫说了一句话，说这个攻打的还有看守的均分掳物。
But David set up a statute that those who went to the war should share the plunder with those who stayed behind with the supplies evenly.
圣经特别提到这件事情，说后来这样的一件事情就成为以色列人的一个律法。
And what David said became a statute and ordinance.
而这些人也真的是服在大卫的手中。
And they submitted.
那我们知道这些人，圣经称他们为跟随大卫的人。
And the Bible called them those followers of David.
那圣经最后称他们为大卫的勇士。
And the end, at the end, the Bible even called them the mighty men of David.
从受窘迫的到大卫的勇士。
From being in distress to being the mighty men of David.
中间没有别的这个秘诀。
There's no secret to this transformation.
他就是绝对的。
It's the absolute obedience in following.
就是绝对的顺服。
Absolute obedience.
所以后来神称为他们为大卫的勇士。
And God called them the mighty men of David.
当我们在撒母耳下第二十三章看到数点这些大卫的勇士的时候，我们发现有两个特色。
Second Samuel chapter 23, give account to these mighty men, and then we see two characteristics in them.
我们发现有一个字。就出现在这些勇士的描述里面。
And one word repeatedly appear in the description of these mighty men.
杀这个字。
Kill.
击杀。
They kill.
好，我们平常很不喜欢这个字。
Usually we don't like to talk about this word.
因为杀说到去伤害别人。
It seems like it's to harm.
但是为什么当神在借着圣经在数点这些勇士的时候，特别？把这些勇士他们击杀仇敌的事情写在这里。
But when the Bible gave account about these men, the Bible mentioned about their killing.
在这里我们知道一个绝对的跟随，那需要付代价。
From here we get to see to absolutely obey in following, there's a price to pay.
他知道谁是仇敌，他知道谁是他的追随者。
Because you have to know who is the enemy and who are the followers.
所以在这里，神在纪念这些大卫勇士的时候，在这里记载这些人杀了多少多少多少多少的外邦，多少多少的仇敌。
So when God remembered these mighty men, God remembered how many of the enemies that they killed.
整个这些跟随的人，当他们成为勇士，其实他们有他的过程。
Actually, there's a process for these followers to become mighty men.
当我在想这个例子的时候，又有一个例子，这个浮在我的脑海。
When I thought about this example, another example came to my mind.
这个我自己不会滑雪。
I don't know how to ski myself.
很奇怪，每次我要讲说我不会什么，都有点犹豫。
Somehow I always hesitate when I want to say I don't know how to do something.
其实也没什么不好意思的。
There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
但是我想讲的是，会滑雪的人都会坐那个缆车。
But what I want to share is about this ski lift.
有时候不要说滑雪，坐缆车脚就会软掉。
I don't even mention about ski. I get scared getting on the cable lift.
有些地方不是因为滑雪所以需要有缆车，因为交通不便，所以从这个山头，从这个 speaker 到那个 speaker 中间会有一个缆车。
But sometimes those cable lifts are just the only transportation to move from one top of the mountain to the other side.
所以人就不需要从这个三四千公尺高的高山，然后经过好几天的路程下来，然后又上到另外一个山峰。
Such cable lifts, cable cars, just prevent the people, give them convenience so they don't have to get down to the valley and climb up to another mountain.
我们对属灵的羡慕常常也是这样。
And somehow, that's just what we wish for.
当我们,
in spiritual journey.
当我们认识主之后, 我们觉得, 哎呀, 神你真好。
After we get to know the Lord, we know, we say, oh Lord, you're so good.
有时候我们会想说, 穆罕德烈真棒。
Or Andrew Murray is great.
或者是历世历代属灵的伟人, 他们真是与主亲近。
All those saints in the history, they're so close to the Lord.
所以在我们的心里面, 有一些渴慕, 有一些的羡慕。
So we have this a longing, admiration.
我们盼望说得着像那个劳伦斯弟兄那样子, 即便在厨房做这个厨师呢, 他还能够与主亲近。
How we wish we could be like Brother Lawrence, that he could be in union with the Lord even while working in the kitchen.
他不会说这个厨房的火大, 他心里火更大。
He will not get anxious or agitated by the chores in the kitchen.
他能够在那样的环境里面与主亲近。
He could draw and abide in the Lord in such an environment.
就好像说当我们在家里做家事或者当我们在公司与人这个相处的时候, 那有一件事情我们解释一遍人家还听不懂,再解释一遍还听不懂,到第三次我们就拍桌子。
Sometimes at home or at work, we get very impatient after we explain something to someone three times. And they still don't get it.
有时候我们教我们自己的小孩也是这样子。
Sometimes we treat our children like this.
为什么讲这么多次你还听不懂?
How can you understand after I explain to you so many times?
你就不能够长大一点吗?
Can't you grow up a little bit?
在我们的心里面我们对属灵有羡慕。
And then in our hearts we long for spiritual blessings.
因为我们实在是不希望我们这个人的生命, 是我们所看到的那个样子。
Because we're not satisfied with our current spiritual condition.
所以我们就会为自己设了一个目标。
So we set a goal for ourselves.
一个属灵的目标在哪里?
A spiritual goal for us.
所以当我们设立目标的时候, 我们甚至把这个缆车也都想好了。
And when we set up a spiritual goal, somehow we set up a cable lift for us too.
主啊, 如果你可以的话, 你就可以让我从这里到那里。
We will pray, Lord, if you're willing, you can help me to get there right away.
不要等到30年之后。
But don't wait for 30 years.
顶多一个月吧。
Maybe I can wait for a month.
主耶稣, 你就让我从这里到那里。
Lord, please help me to get there right away.
你就让我享受像, 劳伦斯弟兄那样子的内在生活。
Lead me into this inner life that Brother Lawrence enjoyed.
像那个盲眼的诗人, Fanny Crosby姊妹, 她虽然眼睛看不到, 但是她却写出几千首, 描述神荣耀的诗歌来。
And I wish to be Sister Fanny Crosby, that even though she was blind, she wrote so many spiritual songs.
但是我们知道属灵是没有捷径的。
But we all have to know that there's no shortcut in the spiritual way.
每一步路我们都要在那里显出爱的荣美来。
We have to take every single step, and from there we get to see the glory of God's love.
当我们刚信主的时候，我们的灵里面其实是很新鲜的。
When we first became believers, our spirits were actually very fresh.
我们盼望我们的弟兄姊妹去参加101，去参加201。
We hope our brothers and sisters will attend adult Sunday school classes, 101 and 201.
这些弟兄姊妹也真是很好。
And these brothers are really great.
他们就去参加这些课程。
So these new believers, they will go to these classes.
但是当我们慢慢我们信主5年、10年、15年、20年之后,
But after we became Christian for 5, 10, 15 years,
那我们发现在我们身上的神未得之地其实还很多。
Then we realize there's still a lot of areas that the Lord has not laid hold of.
但是我们却忘了这个一步一个脚印的功课。
But we forget this basic lesson that we have to take every single step.
我们忘了其实神是每天在制作我们。
We forget that the Lord is actually working on us every single day.
所以当我们信主的时候，我们很不会讲说，哦，我这个读经还没有读了一遍。
When we first believe, it seems like we can easily say, oh, I haven't finished the Bible one time yet.
所以我有立志，我要赶快把圣经读一遍。
So I resolved, this is my resolution, to finish reading the Bible one time.
当我读完一遍之后，我发现神的祝福真是来了。And
after I finished reading the Bible once, I realized the Lord's blessing.
因为我在祷告，我在交通的时候，我可以引用圣经里面的经节。Because
from now on, when I pray or when I share, I can quote the Bible.
但我们发现一个副作用也来了。But
then a side effect came with it.
我们发现我们读过一遍。
Because we have read the Bible once already.
我们真是读过了。
We have read it already.
所以我们不觉得我们再有需要。
So we no longer feel the need anymore.
所以我们读经的生活我们就停了。
Therefore we stop reading the Bible.
我们祷告的生活也是一样。
The same with our prayer life.
当我们刚信主的时候，我们心里面充满了新鲜。
When we first believed, our hearts were so fresh.
因为我们祷告什么，神就应许。
The Lord answered all our prayers.
哎呀，神真是爱我们。
Oh, how the Lord loves us.
慢慢的，我们在那个时候，我们得着这个祷告的功效。
And then we received answers to our prayers.
所以我们真是喜欢祷告。
We love to pray, therefore.
但过了一段时间之后，我们发现。
But after a while, we don't feel the need anymore.
聚会也是一样。
The same with meetings, coming to meetings.
彼此相爱也是一样。
Same with loving one another.
许许多多的例子，我们发现，当我们还是一个出生的 baby 的时候，我们充满新鲜，充满渴慕。
It's the same with many other things. When we were new believers, we're fresh and we're eager to do all these things.
那当我们经历过后，我们以为说我们已经有了。
And after we experience some, we thought we have obtained it.
所以我们就开始断断续续。
Therefore, we discontinue or we do it on and off.
我们就停这个停那个。
And we stop this, stop that.
那有一天我们就全都停了。
And then one day we stop all of them altogether.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
就好像我刚才所提到的，我们与神的生命其实是没办法分的。
Just as I mentioned, we are actually inseparable from the Lord.
我们没有办法说在教会的时候。 是一个生命，在公司又是另外一个生命。
We cannot just use one life at church and another at work.
我在讲最后一个点是彰显。My
last point is to manifest.
我们彰显的这个道，我们也常听。We
often hear about manifestation.
其实我今天所提到的这些点，我们都常听。Actually,
there's nothing that we're not familiar with today.
我只是在这里，借着这一些的例子，再把它重复，再把它强调。
I'm just repeating and try to emphasize them with these examples.
那我们知道彰显的意思是神造我们，神救我们，要我们能够像他。
The Lord actually created us so that we can be like Him, and that's to manifest Him.
去年11月2号，我们家又生了一个 baby.
Last November, we had a newborn baby in our family.
不是又生了一个，我不像福泰那么祝福。这又他是又是第五个，我又是第三个。
For Futai, it's the fifth. For me, that's the third, my third child.
所以那天我跟我姊妹就高高兴兴，不是高高兴，她可能有点痛苦。我高高兴兴，我们就到医院去了。That
day, I went to the hospital joyfully.
我们就在想说这个 baby 生出来，不晓得会像谁。
And we were wondering how this baby would look like.
结果 baby 就出生了。
And then the baby was born.
出生一哭，我看了一下，愣了一下。
She cried, and then I was done.
我说：“哎呀，这嘴巴怎么像我？”
Oh, her mouth looks like mine.
因为她是个女生。
Just as she's a girl.
那女生像嘴巴像父亲，嘴巴是大了一点。 我是说我啦。
It's kind of a little bit big for a girl.
希望她长大之后不会听到我这段信息。
I hope that she will not hear this message when she grows up.
那时候我的姊妹还没有看到。That
time my wife hasn't seen her yet.
所以那个护士就把她抱去亲一亲，这个洗一洗，然后要抱来给我的姊妹。And
then the nurse cleans the baby and then wrapped the baby and presented to my wife.
我就站在旁边。And
then I was there.
我姊妹抱的时候，她说：“哎呀，这个嘴怎么这么像你？”And
then as soon as my wife saw the baby, she says, "Oh, her mouth looks just like yours."
我就说像我有怎么样？
Then I said, "What's wrong with looking like me?"
这句话只有我自己能讲。说，这怎么这？哎呀，这只能我讲的。
You know, because I'm the only person who can say that. Nobody else can.
但她嘴巴真像我。But
her mouth does look like mine.
后来她慢慢长大了，已经9个多月、10个月了。Now
she's almost 10 months old now.
发现其实不是只有嘴巴像我。
Then I realized her mouth was not the only part that looked like mine.
她很多的特点也像我姊妹，有些其他的特点也像我。
And then she does look, some parts look like my wife and some look like mine.
我们发现我们这个人的生命其实也是这个样子。
And it's the same with our lives.
我们需要有一点的时间才能够成熟。
We need time to mature.
刚开始的时候我们就说，这个人像主的哪一点哪一点。
At the beginning we might say, oh, this person looks like the Lord in this area.
我们说，从像他的五官，像他的父母。
Maybe his appearance looks like his parents.
后来说，我们这个人的这个动作有点像他的父母。
And maybe we said this person act like his parents too.
哎，甚至到后来我们说这个人的气质、个性，甚至喜好都有点像他的父母。
And then later on we say, oh, this person, even his characters look like his parents.
我刚才看到伯龙跟美金在这里这个一起配搭服饰，我心里也很感动。
Just now I saw Brother Martin and Maggie, served together, and I was really moved.
我在想说，过了十五年、二十年之后，这个情况可能又不太一样。
Then I was thinking in 10 or 15 years, the situation would be different.
领诗的可能还是国荣，弹吉他的可能还是美金。
Maybe Brother Martin would be still leading the song and Sister Maggie playing guitar.
弹琴的可能变 Mandy。
And maybe Mandy would be playing the piano.
打鼓的你们猜会变谁？
And guess who would be the drummer?
当然是马太嘛。
Of course, Matthew.
Matthew. 那当然另外老三随便跳一样学吧。
And then Madeline can just learn any instrument.
就好像当我们在一路在成长的时候，神把他的生命在那里赐给我们。
As we grow, the Lord keeps giving us His life.
我们甚至最后，我们的能力都要像他一样。
At the end, even our power will be like His.
这是很不得了的一件事。
How wonderful and amazing that will be.
有谁能够有神的能力？
Who can have God's power?
但是他说，这个我们不能做什么，除非他叫我们做。
But then he says, we cannot do anything unless he commands us.
这句话的意思也是说，如果他叫我们做，我们就没有什么不能做。
In other words, if he commands us to do, there's nothing we cannot do.
所以实在是不是神有什么限制的。
Therefore, there's no limitation with God.
实在是我们限制了神的能力跟作为。
Only we can limit God's work and power.
当我们在这里讲彰显的时候，我们提到提摩太后书里面提到器皿。
Second Timothy chapter 2 talk about the vessels, the articles in the household.
提摩太二书他在这里讲说，在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 says, in a large household, there are articles not only of gold and silver.
有贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
Some are for the noble purposes and some for ignoble.
我一开始我对这两段我也不太能够理解。
At first I could not understand these verses.
每次我们在跟神求的时候，主啊，你要叫我做金器。
Therefore we often pray that Lord make me a vessel of gold.
因为我实在是盼望我能够被你所用。
Because I want to be used by you.
我不要做瓦器。
I don't want to be a clay article.
你知道他们怎么称呼瓦器吗？
Do you know how they call these type of articles?
就称它瓦瓦的。
They call them very it looks like dirt.
然后所以我们要做金器，没有金器，主啊，你让我做银器也可以。
If you don't want me to be a vessel of gold, what about silver?
不是因为我们想要什么样的东西，而是我们盼望我们能够被神所用。
It's not the material that we desire, but we want to be used by the Lord.
那后来我们知道保罗在提这件事情的时候，后面他要强调的是有贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
But then what Paul actually wants to emphasize here is that some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble.
我们每一个人本来就是已经是金器、银器、瓦器的。
We are already made for either silver, gold, wood, or clay.
神赐给我们的恩赐跟才干其实也都不一样。
The Lord gave us different gifts and capabilities.
有些人可以弹琴，有些人可以照顾新来的，有些人可以做饭食，有些人可以这个看小孩。
Some can take care of children, and some worship, and some serve in the food service.
所以在这里讲说，器皿的贵贱不在乎器皿的本身。
So the value of the articles are not on the material that is made of.
你或许是金器，你或许是木器。
Maybe you are a vessel of gold or a vessel of wood.
在神的眼中，这个都没有关系。
In God's eyes, that's okay.
在神的眼中，只看到说你是否尊贵的，还是卑贱的。
But what God cares is that are you for noble purposes or ignoble?
这个器皿是拿来彰显神的荣耀。
Because the vessel is to manifest God's glory.
最后我还有一个例子，那我想很快提一下。
Lastly, I have another example that I want to mention quickly.
那因为当我们在讲彰显的时候，我特别想到彼此顾惜、彼此相爱的生活。
When we talk about manifestation, I want to mention loving and cherishing one another.
我们知道几个月以前这个太空梭从外是哥伦比亚号从外太空回来。
remember several months ago, the space shuttle Columbia came back to Earth from outer space.
从加州进入美国领土，然后一直从 Arizona, New Mexico 到德州，要到 Florida 降落。
And then it entered the atmosphere from California and was heading toward Texas to land.
到了亚利桑那州的上空的时候，那这个地上的管制人员就发现，有点问题开始发生。
Right above the sky above Arizona, the controller people in the controller tower found some defects.
后来太空梭继续往前，到了德州上空的时候，就整个失去了消息。
And then the space shuttle lost all the communication above the skies on the skies above Texas.
那我们知道说，其实到后来整个太空梭都瓦解了。
Because we know that the entire space shuttle disintegrated.
我上了网站去看，真的是沿着亚利桑那州、新墨西哥、德州，整条的飞行的航线到处落满了太空梭的遗骸。
And I read about it on the net that the space shuttle actually disintegrated and it left its remains all over the trail.
后来的报告说，其实这个太空梭应该本来是可以安全的降落的。
The report says the space shuttle could have been landed safely.
但是在太空梭的外层呢，它有几片磁片，本来是耐高温的磁片，在外太空的时候被这个撞碎脱落了。
But what happened is that several ceramic tiles on the surface of the space shuttle actually fell off, and those can withstand high heat.
那所以到后来，当那个地方脱落之后，整个的热就从那个地方开始进去。
And after those tiles fell off the space shuttle, the heat was able to get into the space shuttle.
所以整个太空梭就毁损了。
So the entire space shuttle was destroyed.
所以当我们提到彼此顾惜的时候，其实神把我们看成是一个身体。
When we talk about loving and cherishing one another, God regards us as one body.
不要太小看你在神家的功用。
Do not take lightly your function in the household of God.
上个礼拜在退休会结束的时候，我提醒弟兄姊妹说，神需要你，你也需要神。
At the end of the retreat, I reminded that.God needs you and you need God too.
教会需要你，你也需要教会。
Church needs you and you need the church too.
因为神把我们众人看成是一体。
Because the Lord regards us as one body.
今天在这个身体上面有一个缺口破洞的时候，那仇敌就很容易就进来。
If there's a hole, a break in the body, and then the enemy can easily come in.
所以盼望我们都在这个身体里面，我们能够彼此保护，彼此顾惜。
Let's protect and cherish one another in this body.
最后有两个经节，我本来是想一开始我们一起来读的，但是刚才忘了。我们现在一起来读，是第一节是启示录二十二章一节到三节。
There's some scriptures that I want to read with you. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 through 3.
启示录二十二章一到三节。
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 through 3.
来，我们一起很快的来读。
Let's read them together.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民，以后再没有咒诅。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。好，我们停在这里。最后这一句话，他说他的仆人都要侍奉他。
The last verse says, and his servants will serve him.
我们知道老约翰在提最后的这一段的时候，那时候新天新地已经产生。
When Apostle John wrote this chapter, he already saw the new heaven and the new earth.
审判已经成为过去。
And the judgment was already passed in his vision.
不再有死，不再有黑暗。
There's no longer death, no longer darkness.
只有神的宝座和他的子民。
And only the throne of God and his people.
在这里称他的子民说，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And he called his people his servant. He says his servants will serve him.
到了后面，老约翰在异象中看到天使，他要去拜他。
In the vision of Apostle John saw an angel, he was going to worship the angel.
啊, 这个提在后面的第八节里面。
That was in verse 8.
但是这个天使特别在提醒他。
But then the angel stopped him.
他说我们同是做仆人的。
He says, I am a fellow servant with you.
你要敬拜神。
Therefore worship God.
我们再来看诗篇123篇第二节。
Let's turn to Psalm 123.
诗篇123篇第二节
Psalm 123
我读给大家听
I'll read to you
看啊,仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手 使你的眼睛怎样望祖母的手 我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神 直到他怜悯我们
As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of his master As the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he shows us his mercy. Our life is the life of a servant.
仆人不等于,
Servants are not slaves.
圣经特别在这里提到说,
the Bible says, until he shows us his mercy.
仆人乃是一个生命。
Because we are servants.
因为当我们专心注目神的时候,
As we look upon the Lord,
神就要将他的怜悯来赐给我们,
He will give us His mercy.
我们常常在生活中我们会不喜乐,
A lot of times we're not joyful in our life.
甚至我们会有一些的抱怨,
and we might complain.
可能是因为我们环境, 没有比别人好,
maybe our circumstances are not better than others.
甚至我们的环境或许真是不好,
or maybe it's indeed bad.
疾病常常临到我们,
maybe illness came upon us frequently.
各样的困难常常临到我们,
trials and difficulties happen.
所以在我们的心里面我们有怨言,
so we have complaints.
在这里提到说, 仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手, 使你的眼睛怎样望主母的手, 我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神。
As the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their master, and the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God.
当我们专心仰望神的时候,
As we look to the Lord,
我们知道神会纪念眷顾我们。
We know that He will care for us.
我们的苦难不再是我们自己所承担。
Our trials are no longer for our own to bear.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we are of the Lord, we belong to Him.
主人理当负仆人。
Our master should bear the burden of his servants. What the servant has to do is to look upon the Lord. Whenever we stop waiting upon the Lord, that's the time that we bear burdens. Whenever we focus on our needs, that's the time that our grief will increase.
刚才启示录已经说到了，整个启示录说到我们人的一生不过就是侍奉敬拜他。Revelation,
the passage we just read, all our life is to worship Him.
我在这里所提到的侍奉，不是说做这个做那个。When
I talk about to serve Him, I'm not just talking about doing things, doing tasks.
我也不是在这里讲说是马大的服侍还是玛利亚的服侍。
I'm not talking about the service of Martha or Mary.
而是在我们的心里面，我们是不是有一个专一的心智？
But in our hearts, do we have a faithful, a focused heart?
我们是否常常等候在他的面前？
Do we wait upon him?
当我们的神眼睛一动，当我们的神手一动的时候，我们就知道他要我们做什么。
When our Lord moves his hand or moves his eyes, do we know what he wants to do?
我所谓的侍奉是这个。
And this is what I talk about service, what I mean to serve him.
当我们等候，当我们知道他要我们做什么时候，那其他的，那神就会来祝福。If
we know what he wants us to do, then his blessing will follow.
所以医治、连结、制作、彰显。So
healing, union, molding, and manifestation.
在我心里面最大的一个负担是提到我们一个服事的灵。Well,
my biggest burden is to talk of is the spirit of serving.
不是盼望说弟兄姊妹们一定要来做什么。I'm
not saying that we have to do something.
就像诗篇所说的，是为着求他来怜悯我们。
but to look upon His mercy. May His mercy be on us always. Let's have a prayer together.
主, 我们的心向你赞美。
Over our hearts praise you.
哦, 主, 当我们在这里交通, 主啊, 这些的故事, 主啊, 这些的话语的时候,
when we share about your words and these examples,
你自己生命的灵先来做,
may your spirit work in us.
哦, 主, 这些的话可以过去,
these words will pass away.
但是你向着人的怜悯, 主啊, 从创世以来, 从来就没有过去,
but your mercy has never passed away.
因为你实在是知道这全地的需要,
because you know the needs of this world.
主啊, 所以你也为全地, 主啊,
so you have set a plan for this world.
在新天新地里面, 哦, 主耶稣,
in this new heaven and new earth, there's only the Lamb and His throne. And His servants surround Him.
愿意你, 主啊,
may you work in us. So that we learn the lessons that you want us to learn.
好让我们在地上的时候, 主我们就先预尝主将来在新天新地里的生活。
So we get to experience the life that we will have in the new heaven and earth.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.